picks up. The Sperminator strikes again, this time donating his seed to an 18-year-old who lives in an East Harlem shelter. Her daughter, July 12th, will make it number 50 at the serial sperm donor. Aria Nigel, the 40-year-old CUNY math professor who donates his sperm to women across the globe for free, has racked up serious spawn this past year, 15 babies since last Father's Day, bringing the grand total to 48. One woman is due to give birth in early July, followed by Karina Garrick, who lives in the East River Family Shelter, a family shelter with a shared bathroom and kitchen. I think it's a nice shelter. It's probably nicer than my apartment. I go told the stagnant how Garrick she was up to him last August. I never asked her age. I try to help whoever asks. I think Kai is more mature than I was at her age. After everything she has been through. Okay, the thing he messed up is, this is a human life. You're giving your sperm to any woman that acts. These women could be crazy. These women could be psychos. These women could be, you know, think just having kids for a moment is a good thing. And when they find out that it's how much work is needed to put into raising a kid, they turn crazy and start abusing the child or neglecting the child. Because they don't understand that's a living, breathing human being that you have to nurture 24/7. Garrick has been on her own for about 2 years after leaving her mother's siblings home because she fought a lot. Because we fought a lot. Out other family nearby, her father lives in Georgia. Garrick, who is unemployed, entered the shelter. Unemployed and wants a baby. The reason is the fact that she wants benefits. Get a place faster. Common sense. This is what it is in New York City. Last August, a month after her 18th birthday, she decided to try to get pregnant. She's looking for a fast way out. I knew if I could raise my little sister, I can raise my own baby. Typical in the black community, you know, in the ghetto part, that the kids are raising their siblings and the mother's doing whatever God knows what. She said of her 7-year-old sibling, "I've been taking care of her ever since she was born." Kaija and her girlfriend of 3 years, Dean Slobert, ruled out going to a clinic, chalking it up to hassle and expense. Slobert, 21, lives in a different Manhattan shelter with her mother and brother. That's when Garrick did an online search for free sperm donor and found Nagel. Just to let you know, Nagel is married, you know, to a black woman. And she's pissed off about this, but that was like a couple years ago. I don't know what it is like now. Going on with the story, "I didn't know what a sperminator is," she said. But after a few Facebook exchanges, Garrick knew he was the one. "He didn't ask about anything," she said. "It's good not to ask a lot of questions. It's a woman's choice. 18 and dumb as fuck. It's a woman's choice. This is the feminist agenda. It's a woman's choice. It's a man's sperm. And us men, we really have to be more possessive of our sperm. Okay? Because who we impregnate, you know, we're putting that kid in danger. It's the truth. Wherever we choose to be our baby mother or to be our wives." They met up in Manhattan Beach last fall, where Nagel donated into a cup on the spot. 2 weeks later, Garrick knew she was going to be a mom. He could look at this 18 years old, you can tell no. "I feel sorry for his wife, because she married a dumbass." And the thing is, this is what also has taught me, reading this article, that Tuki and Ray Ray, you know, they could be any ethnic group, okay? And this one just happens to be, you know, of Jewish ethnicity. Nothing against Jews. I'm just saying that Pookie and Ray Ray could be of any ethnicity. I'm just saying. And no, I do not hate Jews. Once again, I'm just saying Pookie and Ray Ray can be any ethnicity. Last month, several members of Nagel's Mom Squad, women who have given birth thanks to him, showed up at Garrick's birthday shower with diapers and clothes and cash. I was reading a 2016 article about this, and the fact of the matter is these women didn't care that he was married. Okay? They didn't care. I'm not saying Nagel's not at fault, but they didn't care because they just wanted the selfish desire to have children without a man to answer to, without a husband. And it's sad to say this, you know, it's not just in the black community, but you have women of different ethnic groups. They just want kids without a man to answer to. Okay? They just want a child, but no man. They'll be a baby mother instead of a wife. They don't have to take up that responsibility. They don't have at all. And it's sick, and it's a twisted way of thinking. You see it a lot in the black community. And it's very aggravating, and it's very horrifying, too, at the same time. That they think they could raise a baby by themselves, only to find out that how hard it is, now they want to track the dude down for child support. They were, I'm so sad, Garrick, who also attended, brought a Google Home electric device for reading. Garrick didn't get to meet all the women, however. She was hours late to the party, as she was getting one of the guests left before she arrived. Nagel, Garrick's father, she's only 18. You have to give her a break. Honestly, if I was Garrick's father, I would have punched Nagel in the fucking face. Sorry, I'm just saying. Because you gave my daughter a responsibility that she's not ready to handle. Gave an 18-year-old freaking home shelter. Okay? A baby. She's only 18, and she thinks because her mother dumped her the responsibility of raising her 7-year-old sibling that she's ready for motherhood. Garrick admitted to it's a bit much to process multitudes of half-siblings her child will have, who has so many kids, you don't know who the sibling could be, she said. Oh boy. Like I said, Pookie and Ray Ray. When her daughter eventually starts dating, she plans to inquire about the person's family background to make sure they're not her relative. She and Slobert have a nickname picked out for their daughter, Katie, a hybrid of their names. Garrick hopes to soon score an apartment voucher through her caseworker for her. Of course, because now you're pregnant. And they know that if a woman's pregnant in a shelter, they get bumped up the list to go get housing. KG and Slobert who has plans to finish high school and one day work in engineering. Slobert is currently unemployed and not enrolled in any school program. Garrick said she will receive her own high school diploma later this month through the Department of Education Pathways to Graduation Program. Nagel is confident Garrick will be a good mom. My 18 was different than hers. People mature at different ages, but better too young than old, he said, noting that infertility increases with age. And Garrick brushes off skeptics, including her own mother, who don't approve of her decision. It's mine, she says. Added that unlike the five moms who have sued Nagel, Garrick, she has no plans to ask him for child support. We'll see later down the road if your relationship doesn't work out with your girlfriend. I think it's sad it's not like he's charging us for his sperm, she said. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be blessed to have a child. It's hard to find people like that. Nothing's for free in this world. Nothing for free in this world, but she went to a sperm donor to get sperm for free. Meanwhile, the Sperminator continues spreading the love. Last week, we made sperm donations in Latvia and Thailand, where according to Nagel, a 39-year-old Buddhist virgin paid for him to visit. Now in Thailand, you notice a lot of lady boys. You know, boys who go into becoming trannies. So my thing is, if he has donate sperm, he ends up having a boy, and God forbid, what's he going to do to protect his child from possibly ending up becoming a ladyboy? What's he going to do? That's my question to Nagel. Taking stock of his offspring, he said, "It would be crazy if I was raising them on my own, but there are over 50 amazing, loving moms that are doing a great job raising the children. You are such a damn blue pill, cuck, simp-ass bitch made man. Although I struggle financially, I feel rich with joy and love that I'm so blessed to be a part of so many wonderful families." This dude pisses on what it means to be a dad. Just being honest, he pisses on it. Okay? You're going around throwing your sperm away to millions of women who you don't know what their true intentions are having children. Okay? You don't know what is their intentions. And a Buddhist virgin monk paid for him to, okay, you don't know what her intentions is either. And you're just giving your sperm away to these people, pieces of yourself. And him giving it to this, giving his sperm to this 18-year-old, you don't know what type of mom he has. She comes from a broken home, toxic as fuck, and you decide to give her a baby. You don't know what she's gonna teach that baby. And he acts like he's a part of a family. Try going and trying to interject your patriarchal role to this woman. Try interjecting your common sense, logical way to raise a daughter. And see what Garrick will do and say to you, as well as her girlfriend. They won't include you in that. They'll definitely tell you that they call the shots. They don't know the type of hardship that he's putting his child under. Plus, she'd be a mixed baby. Another thing, you don't know how their societies, these women who come from different societies, how their society treats mixed babies. I don't think he understands what the hell he's doing. And his children could be suffering. And he wouldn't know. And he's being applauded by women. Because women have getting the right. Foolish women are getting the right to choose. To just have babies selfishly. But not having a family structure. That'll be good for these children. And he's just okay with it. Because he's off the hook. I wonder what would happen if a black man did this crap. I wonder what would be said. I wonder about that. This dude is the equivalent of Desmond Hatchett. I don't know if you know who Desmond Hatchett. Desmond Hatchett was a guy who was running around impregnating a bunch of women. He can't even pay the child support because each of these women would get a dollar. That's how bad the situation was, because he was just impregnating women left and right. That's interesting though. Well, you know, the state of Israel tried to ban him from doing it though. That's a good note. But this right here is very sad. And he's basically setting the black community back by what he's done. This is Red Pill Man. Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.